Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
It's 11 o'clock. Do you know where your Blog Talk Radio is? I'm Tom O'Neill, and welcome once again to another Bronco Riding edition of Tom on the Radio. And you know we couldn't do this show without the longtime member of the Chamber of Commerce of the great city of Suplex City, Steve Baxley. How the heck are you, big guy?
I'm doing good. Glad to be riding the reins here with you on a wonderful Monday night.
Ooh, you almost sound sexy. Well, let's get to the biggest entertainment news of the night, other than we're about to get ready to see the return for the first time in 12 years of Bill Goldberg in a wrestling ring, and he's doing his traditional walk in the back, and he's going to come to the ring. But we'll talk about that later. The big news today is Billy Bush is now the ex-co-host of today's show. He reached a confidential settlement today with NBC to leave the network, all because of his involvement in the Donald Trump locker room talk tape. And reportedly, Billy Bush is getting most of his contract in one lump sum, something like $10 million to leave the network. And obviously, if I was him, I would be taking it.
Yes, I would, too. And let's put it this way. I think we all predicted it, that Billy Bush, well, his career at NBC when that tape was leaked, was done. He was burned chicken, as they say. Did you say? I said burned chicken.
Yes, you did say burnt chicken.
Yes, I did.
I would say barbecue chicken.
Yes, it was. He was barbecue chicken. In fact, at our Kentucky Fried Chicken headquarters, we've named some chicken after him. Small fry chicken.
Oh! Okay, at least you didn't say Colonel Chicken Little.
No, we figured that one I say for the guy that's portraying me now in those lovely commercials. Anyway. But you had to think this was the only thing NBC, and for that matter NBC Universal, they had no choice. And not only did
none whatsoever.
Hi, welcome again. Please order whenever you're
ready. Need some nice tea.
I'd like one large sweet tea.
Ah, good.
And one large Diet Coke.
Ooh.
There ain't that. Be two quarters, one dollar.
Mm. Okay. Well, we just
somebody's living large.
Meh. on a small budget.
A large Diet Coke.
Yep. And a sweet tea for me. Anyway, NBC
That's what I'm drinking right now.
Solid. NBC had no choice. NBC Universal had no choice. They had to trim the bush. And,
I didn't want to go there. I saved that fastball for you to hit out of the park, which you did.
Yes, and well, not only did they trim it, they gave it a Brazilian. Anyway. Okay.
Let's
because not only did this mess cost Billy Bush his primo job, because as we all know, he was to be heir apparent to balding Mr. Matt Lauer. But let's face it, after disastrous performance at the Olympics, where he got into a nice heated on-air argument with Al Roker about Ryan Lochte, NBC knew, NBC knew that that newly you start something with a legend. They sort of said, okay, I think we're in trouble. And yep, the tape surfaced. But here is the most interesting thing. NBC Universal, as you know, they own Access Hollywood.
Yes.
Their executives stood on this, tried to hide it. But one of the executives, don't know who it is, but one of the executives at NBC decided to give the tape not to another executive to burn, but to the Washington Post. That's how the Washington Post got it.
Billy Bush has played dumb on this tape low these many years.
Yes, and the way they made this apology reminds me, maybe I should make pancakes for the syrup that both NBC Universal and Billy Bush tried to shove onto us after both agreed to the confidential settlement. But one person who is not at all feeling happy, happy, joy, joy, well, sort of, still feeling happy, happy, she still works for Entertainment Tonight, is the woman who I think her fun bubble burst. I speak of one Nancy O'Dell, who after was uncovered and splashed around, and after she also said had an on-air statement on Entertainment Tonight. She made another, and I'm going to say this, big mistake, and that is to end her 12-year marriage. They're saying it was an amicable split. They're saying it was an amicable split. I don't think so. I think the pressure, because of the tape itself and the comments made by Billy Bush, just sort of, made it just impossible. So
I think it was long-time jealousy between Billy Bush and Nancy O'Dell from their days at Access Hollywood.
That's right. I mean, Billy Bush's star was literally on the rise when he joined Access Hollywood. And you're going to love this. Our Fox station, WSYM, which does air Access Hollywood, still continues to use the ad with Billy Bush's voice and likeness. It's a. But it's Billy Bush. Good luck in your next job, which will probably, the way everyone's luck is these days, is on the Headline News Channel. We'll be on HLN.
Whoa.
Or maybe Fox.
Maybe. Because I think Fox is looking for some new names.
Yeah, maybe Billy Bush can help the Fox News Channel or one of the stations that they own.
Mm-hmm. Unless he's a gold digger, that $10 million should take care of him for a few years.
Why do I get the feeling it's more than $10
million? Well, that's what I read tonight. It's probably closer to $10.5 million than $10 million, because reportedly he signed a 3-year deal at $3.5 million per.
I'll tell you this right now, the news executives at NBC, and they're thinking, okay, Willie's doing good on Sunday today. Hey, I know somebody who's not doing a TV series who we can really, who really needs a lot of help. Let's bring on Ryan Seacrest.
It's interesting. One of the replacement co-hosts for Billy Bush at the 9 o'clock hour is Harry Connick Jr.
Ah, synergy, sweet synergy.
Uh-huh.
You must love that synergy because who distributes Harry's show? NBC Universal.
And depending upon how the ratings are doing, Harry's in a no-lose situation.
That's right. It looks like win-win.
He might do both shows for a while.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, isn't Harry Connick Jr. best friends with a certain 10 a.m. Personality on the Today Show?
Which
one? A person with the woman with three names, otherwise known as a Kathy, a Gifford.
Were you trying to do start rumors?
No, I just find it interesting. Harry Connick Jr.
That's cooler action.
I'm going to put it out there. I think Kathy Lee Gifford is going to go to the head mucky muck over at NBC who does the Today Show, and I'm not talking Matt Lauer. I think she's going to go up to the head man of the Today Show and say, look, he's scoring very well in the ratings. You guys need someone to, you know, take over. Why not get Harry? Harry's good. He was on our 10 o'clock show,
and
our ratings rose up.
I think that's going to be the pick that's going to be good for the future of the Today Show. Because, like you said about Billy Bush, this pick may be the heir apparent to Matt Lauer, and it might come a lot sooner than you think, because depending upon the ratings.
Yes, indeed. And if the ratings go, if the ratings for his one appearance on Monday skyrocket, they're going to say, Willie, you're staying on Sundays. Harry, you got the gig. You can still do your show. We'll have it for afternoons, but you're our star at 9 o'clock Eastern a.m.
Yeah, they'll probably do the show in New York instead of Los Angeles. I think it's in Los Angeles.
I have to find out.
Yeah, I think it looks like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But to save on the travel, I think that would be a great pick for the Today Show to get Harry Connick to do the show.
And one more thing about Billy Bush being fired or let go, as some are saying, from NBC. Right now, Brian Williams over at MSNBC is looking at this going, thank God he's not coming here. I'm safe.
What
now.
They gonna do? Well, until the day after the election.
Oh, yeah.
The original plan was for his show, The 11th Hour, to disappear after the election, but who knows? They might keep it around.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, could you imagine the publicity? One's a liar, the other's a groper. It's Williams and Bush.
So then that leads to two headline stories that happen with the byline of Las Vegas, Nevada. One has happened and one is about to happen. The third and the final debate is this Wednesday night, and it's going to be moderated by Chris Wallace. And I find that's going to be very interesting. The other byline, the Nevada State Senate and the governor today signed a bill that will authorize 1.9, listen to this, Steve, billion dollars to build a new football stadium, presumably to lure the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. I don't think they have to lure the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. I think they're coming.
Yeah, and that sound that you heard was the cash register in Roger Goodell's office going, "Yes, we'll take it."
Yeah, that means I get a few more million in my paycheck. I mean, you can't. It's just funny. Mark Davis, the owner of the Oakland Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders, will have gone from the absolute worst stadium deal in professional sports to probably one of the best deal in professional sports within a year.
You told me to turn it off.
Now, granted, they're going to have to pay, they're going to have to play in a makeshift stadium, Sam Boyd Stadium, on the outskirts of Las Vegas for about 3 years, just like what the Rams are doing right now with the Coliseum. But that's automatic money that will get them a national championship game, another bowl game, and a Super Bowl. And, of course, a WrestleMania.
Yes. WrestleMania in Vegas. So, talk about gambling with some Play-Doh. And that's D-O-U-G-A.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's a lot of money. That's a lot of dough.
Yes. And I can't wait to hear. I mean, you're going to have hockey in Vegas, and soon you're going to have football in Vegas.
Oh, and every once in a while, an NBA All-Star game in Las Vegas.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to – you think Vegas is hot now, wait until about 5 years from now. It's going to be like off the chain, off the hook. I mean, it's going to be something else.
Oh, yes. And I can't wait. I can't wait.
And that the Raiders got their own fan base in Las Vegas. and this season, probably the last season in Oakland, is probably one of the best ways to go out if you have to go out. Now, granted, they did lose Sunday to Kansas City, but at 3-3, it's a winnable division.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't it be a funny way for the Raiders to end their last season in Oakland with the World Championship?
I would love, actually, to see the Raiders go all the way.
That's exactly what I said.
Yes, I agree with you.
The Oakland fans can't help that they got dealt with a bad hand. You know, there's a stepchild to San Francisco. They got the new stadium. Cal got a refurbished football stadium. Stanford got a new stadium. But Oakland did not. And, you know, I don't blame them for leaving. I mean, you know, it's going to hurt that fan base once again got to suffer through a relocated team, but it's all about money.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about money and what kind of caveats you can give your high-rolling fans. And I'm going to tell you,
that's right.
You don't get much more high-rolling fans than Las Vegas.
Oh, and as we all know, money talks and you know what walks.
Yes. Which leads me to my next topic. Let me preface this by saying I am not a Dallas Cowboys fan. But I do respect Jerry Jones. I like Ezekiel Elliott, and I like a lot Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, it wouldn't surprise me if the Cowboys went all the way. But as we know, the Dallas Cowboys are run by Jerry Jones, who sometimes don't make the best choices.
Mr.
He has a big choice coming up. He has a big choice coming up in the next 2 weeks.
That's
right. Do you
stay
with the hot hand? Do you stay with a hot hand, or do you go back to the old war horse, Tony Romo?
A good point, because on one side, you got a firecracker with an arm that will just take you places, and on the other end, you got Tony Romo.
When you put it like that, Steve, there is no choice.
That's right. If I were Jerry Jones, I'd stack the deck, keep your firecracker arm, and let Tony Romo just take it easy as the second string. I mean, look at how being a second string helped Colin Kaepernick.
Well, speaking of Colin Kaepernick, he got welcomed very royally in Orchard Park, New York yesterday. And can you believe with the win yesterday, the Buffalo Bills, since they fired their offensive coordinator, have won 4 straight games?
Yeah, I mean, the Bills went from the outhouse to the duplex.
And you talk about surprises. Hold the phone. How about Lions?
Wow.
And they honored one of the best teams to ever play in Detroit yesterday, the 1991 Central Division champion Detroit Lions, who was within one game away from the Super Bowl.
That's right.
It was nice to see all the pictures on Facebook of the original team.
Drop
and,
that some good memories.
Yes, it did. And the big memory for me involved the Lions and the Dallas Cowboys. That playoff game in 1992 that I almost lost my hearing from that game.
I almost lost my sanity.
Hey!
Reno!
And
I love how
one day, as Keith Jackson would say, "Whoa, Nelly!"
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, indeed. Whoa, Nelly! We had a barn burner in Motown.
Yeah,
I'm just enjoying this new powerful Lions. I hope they don't. I'm just hoping they don't revert back to the Lions of old. You know. This is getting good.
And it would be better if the Vikings would cooperate and lose a game or two.
Yes.
Because we could forget the Bears. I'm sure CBS would like to forget the Bears' upcoming Thursday's game with the Green Bay Packers. Well, then again, they like to forget the Packers too. Then again, a lot of Packer fans would like to forget the head coach.
Oh yeah.
It's starting to get some rumblings out of Green Bay that the Natives are getting restless.
Yes, they're getting so restless to think of changing the name from the Green Bay Packers to the Green Bay Pack It In.
Wouldn't it be can you imagine all the sports talk shows in Wisconsin if the Packers lose to the Bears, the lowly Chicago Bears in Lambeau?
If the Packers lose to the lowly Bears, Allstate will be calling for Aaron Rodgers.
We want our discount double check back.
Yeah, because State Farm will call and say, "We ain't neighbors anymore, brother."
Yon yon.
That's right.
In a way, it's a big game Thursday night.
Yes, it is. And before we talk more about that, let us have a moment of silence, continuing disaster that is the Cleveland Browns. 10 seconds should be enough. Thank you very much.
I'll give you back 9 seconds.
Okay.
What a joke of a football team.
Yes, I understand the Dog Pound is calling some former Lions, Lions fans, and saying, "What was it like to be 0-16?"
Yeah. Is that a one-time thing, the Lions going 0-16, or if the Cleveland Browns go 0-16, that's going to hurt more?
Well, let's put it this way. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were woe and forever until they won a Super Bowl. Lions were 0-16, and if you look at them now with a new coach and a new personnel at the front office.
And Jim Bob Cooter.
I think, well, they may not win a Super Bowl yet, they're on their way to, say, maybe a couple of playoff spots. Maybe Cleveland Browns should embrace 0-16, because any team that hits that mark in the next season or the season after, any team that goes 0-16 next season starts to rebuild, and you go see like 7-9, then 9 and whatever, and then 10, and then boom, playoffs, Super Bowl.
I think that's not going to work in the Cleveland Browns case. I think that organization is in such a morass. They're already thinking 0-16.
Mm-hmm. Well, much like the Lions, maybe Cleveland Browns, they need to clean out the front office.
You mean that's what they did this past season?
That's right.
You're saying clean it out again.
Yeah, clean it out and get some people that actually know what they're doing. Yeah, like that's going to happen. But,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, the day that happens will be the day I was about to say,
I personally think this is going to hurt more that the Cleveland Browns go 0-16, because the way the NFL is structured, you have to be real bad to go 0-16.
And let's face it, the Cleveland Browns, they are real bad. Holy moly.
Yes.
Woo! I mean, let's put it this way. The Cleveland Browns have got more of a chance to do the Super Bowl to be in the Super Bowl than I do dating Gisele Bündchen.
You can always hope, Steve.
Yeah, well.
She got a hell of a walk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the good news for me this Sunday is I get to see the Lions live on TV because the Washington
right.
Redskins play at Detroit. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be like the good old days for me. And I'm sure it'll be a lively crowd at Ford Field.
Oh, it'll be a raucously rocking crowd, I have a feeling.
I do also, because the Lions can't say they're going to have the worst football team in the NFL.
This is true. It's true. And speaking of worse things, that brings us to the disaster, the Titanic of professional wrestling promotions. TNA.
You mean the organization that hit the iceberg, the ship is sinking, and they're so cheap, they told the band to stop playing.
That's right. They dismissed the band, and all of their wrestlers and all of their staffers are playing kazoos as the ship begins to sink. We are exactly 3 days away from the little lawsuit city court battle to begin. Billy Corgan, as you know, has sued everyone from Dixie Carter to Mel, the janitor of TNA. and the producer of TNA, who we now know is Jeremy Borash, went on one of these little radio wrestling sports shows and said that, and gave the ultimate corporate kiss-up line, which is, oh, that's just rumors, you know, no one knows what's going to happen. Meanwhile, it has come out that, oh boy, TNA, in debt to about the tune of about $5 million. Wow. Plus,
did some serious mismanagement.
Yes, and I'll tell you this: there are more holes in the dam than that little boy could plug up. Because I mean, they came so close, and Pop TV came so close to running another show because TNA last Thursday was in danger of not actually having a show due to the music rights, which music producers are suing Surge, Dixie Carter's husband. which is why a couple of wrestlers' entrance musics were, shall we say, silently muted. So, like I said, TNA's got TNA's got so many holes that little boy can't put the finger on every one of them.
They have more holes than a block of Swiss cheese.
Yeah. So, October 20th is the court date, and we will find out if indeed TNA becomes DOA or. There may be a little light left, little life left in them, very little, as I like to say. But we do know one thing: Vince McMahon did not buy the TNA video library. That doesn't even belong to TNA.
Oh,
it belongs. No, everybody got it wrong. TNA no longer owns their video library. That goes to ACC Acquisitions, which is the corporate parent to the Canadian network, the Fight Network, which is also lowering up to sue TNA for breach of contract and little mega bucks.
Can we say this for certain? TNA is long gone.
This way, on October 20th, if the judge sides with Billy Corgan, you better believe you might as well just start the bagpipes playing Amazing Grace. TNA will indeed be DOA.
And this is the week. And you're going to be seeing an influx of talent at NXT.
Oh, this is the week that the talent there declare their free agents.
So this is just legalese.
That's organization is long gone. That's right. Strike the 10 count and put the in memoriam TNA. Because I have a feeling, like I said, October 20th, that will be that's going to tell the tale. And, of course, come on Last Call Cafe on Friday to bring you all the gory details.
Remember a couple of weeks ago, Cody Rhodes left TNA after 3 days to go overseas and wrestle in Great Britain? He knew something then.
I would have left TNA in 24 hours after Bound for Glory. which I put up there is Bound for Bankruptcy.
And also, that pay-per-view was like an audition tape for some of the talent.
Yes, and we found out who this party was that gave them enough dough to not only do Bound for Glory, but the other final TV tapings at Universal Studios for the year and maybe for good. It was indeed ACC Accusations, Inc., otherwise known as the Fight Network, which is one of the 10% shareholders of TNA.
They need a good write-off. They need a good end-of-the-year write-off.
They need an enema and about 5 garage sales.
That really changes the dynamics of these circumstances that TNA doesn't even own their own video library. They were counting on the WWE buying that library to sustain them. Now, since they tape library, that's gonna hasten their demise.
Yes, and I don't think the WWE at present would want to be associated with, a problematic, bankrupt promotion that they haven't bought.
Oh, no.
I mean, when that first came out that Billy Corgan was suing TNA, McMahon was like, I'm finally going to get what I need, what I want. That tape library, what? Corgan's doing what? Dixie, I'm sorry, but I got to go. I'll call you in about 5 to 10 years. Wow.
I tell you, one thing, Vince McMahon may be egotistical, but he ain't stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, granted, like you said, he may be egotistical, he may be a snake, he may be a complete and utter ass, but believe me, he smells BS. He gets right away from it.
He also smelled blood in the water, but that was some tainted blood that's in the water.
I think he's going to
pass on the buying the tape library because I'm sure he thinks in the near future, once everything gets settled up, he can buy that tape library for some couch pennies.
Yeah, in fact, I understand the tape library may be offered soon to truck stops everywhere for $5.95.
Hey. Oh, speaking of some wrestling news, a couple of items that broke today, and they are of the same category. Nikki Bella announced today that she is with child. So we wish the best to Nikki and Daniel Bryant. And Trish Stratus is with Child also.
Not by the same guy, I hope.
Shut up.
Blessings. By the way, speaking of which, blessings to the Cleveland Cavalier player that Khloe Kardashian is dating. He's about to become a papa, and Khloe should dump him.
Oh, she wasn't the baby mama.
No, the baby mama is the Cleveland Cavaliers girlfriend.
Oops. What was that again?
The baby mama is the present girlfriend of the Cleveland Cavaliers basketball player.
Tristan Thompson tried to have his cake and eat it too.
Oh, that's right. And Khloe didn't realize this until she found out from somebody close to the team. Whoa.
Oh, by the way, breaking news, the Cleveland Indians are up 3-0 in the best-of-seven series with the Toronto Blue Jays by defeating Toronto tonight, 4-2.
And I bet you the Toronto Blue Jays radio voice, Jerry Hallworth, is going, maybe I better start calling them the Cleveland Indians.
I tell you, that town is going to be, pardon the pun, set on fire once again if the Indians get to the World Series.
If they win the next game, you can count that ticket to be punched and in. And why do I have this feeling when that happens, you're going to be seeing cable networks, the movie kind and the TBS kind, grabbing up any and all copies of Major League, all about the Cleveland Indians. I'm talking the original, not the sequel. And they're going to air during the Super Bowl.
Yes, right.
I mean the World Series.
I have my copy of Major League, still one of the best baseball movies ever made.
Make Charlie Sheen famous. Now we know who to blame.
Yeah, Jake Taylor is my favorite ball player on that team.
Yes.
So this kind of makes up for the inept football team the city of Cleveland has, but that's going to be a nut city. And in a couple of weeks they raise the banner and Dan Gilbert has purchased 1,000 rings for players, staff, arena staff, security, baby mamas to get rings.
And Khloe Kardashian will once again be left out. By the way, speaking of which, somewhere in Houston, James Harden is going, I'm glad that's not me. I'm glad that's not me.
Now Khloe's back on the prowl, literally.
Yeah, somebody alert James Harden.
Yeah, somebody from the Sacramento Queens will call up Khloe and say, hey, baby.
They should have a sign on her. She should wear a sign saying, caution, I wreck teens. Date at your own risk.
And with that, we got to go. you gave a good zinger on the way out. Join me and Steve and JTB Friday night at 11:30 on The Last Call with Lugnut 6. And if the good Lord is willing and we have stuff to talk about, which I'm confident that